The other things that we see are the traditional cars just boiling, and it's a very hard thing for people to judge because they have to watch their gauge all the time. Some new modern cars don't even have gauges anymore. They just have a blue light when it's cold and a red light when it's hot. So once that happens, then people really have got a significant issue they have to manage, because if it really does overheat, it could be the death of an engine, which is quite an expensive repair.
That's one thing too that I think a lot of people, when they get into the heat, especially when you go up those big long hills that are around some of our Adelaide hills, they seem to think, oh, we'll be right, we'll just push through. Yeah. The amount of dead little shells that you see on the side of the road when you're travelling up something like, say, Wollunga Hill, it's just simply because people don't want to get out and walk, and instead of easing the car right back and taking it up nice and easily, they just try and push through, and the worst often happens.
Yeah, you get the worst combination of two things. You get more heat put into the engine because of extra load, that is the load of going up the hill, and also because you often slow down a bit, you have less rammed air, that's air that's not being pulled through the engine by the fan but being rammed into it. And that causes the temperature. It might have just been hovering in I can live with zone, and all of a sudden combination of slower speeds and that load is enough to push it off the top.